BBC News with Marion Marshall. Italian police say smugglers who abandoned a cargo ship full of migrants in open waters earned about $3 million from their operation. The ship was found drifting in the Mediterranean on Thursday with more than 350 people on board, many from Syria. James Reynolds reports.
Italian police officers are piecing together the details of the smugglers' operation. The police chief of the Cosenza province, Luigi Liguori, says that each migrant paid between $4,000 to $8,000 to board the ship, meaning that the smugglers took in around $3 million. Officers say that the smugglers wore hoods and locked the migrants in the ship's hold before apparently abandoning ship on a lifeboat. The smugglers' new tactic appears to be simple and effective. Point a cargo ship towards Italy and let the Coast Guard pick it up.
French riot police have been called in to end violent confrontations between about 200 African and Afghan migrants in the port of Calais. Seven men were injured in the clashes. More from Hugh Schofield in Paris.
Iron bars, planks, sticks and stones were used as the two groups of migrants fought each other into the small hours of the morning in the area known as the Dunes, just above Calais port. Social workers say tensions have been growing in recent days, especially between Afghans and migrants from different countries in Africa. Often these tensions result in skirmishes in food lines, but on this occasion the situation deteriorated. Another factor adding to their frustration is that over the new year there have been fewer lorries passing through Calais to Britain, and therefore fewer opportunities for migrants to steal on board.
The Indonesian authorities say bad weather has prevented them from sending divers to the bottom of the Java Sea to confirm the presence of wreckage from an Air Asia plane. Officials have released sonar pictures of several large objects they've located, but want to get visual confirmation. A spokesman for the Russian embassy in Jakarta, Alexander Shilin, said they'd sent expert divers as well as specialist equipment to assist in the search off the coast of southern Borneo.
Among the members of our team, there are 22 deep water divers, and all of them are excellent specialists, having vast experience in conducting such search of small items on the bottom of the sea.
The plane disappeared on Sunday with 162 people on board. 30 bodies have been recovered. Masked gunmen in northern Libya have kidnapped 13 Egyptian Coptic Christians. Eyewitnesses in the Libyan city of Sirte say suspected Islamist militants went to the Egyptians' residential compound late at night and asked to see their identity papers. Once the gunmen had separated Christian from Muslim workers, they reportedly handcuffed the Christians, thought to be men, and drove away with them. The kidnapping is the latest in a series of attacks on Egyptian Christians working in Libya. World News from the BBC. The authorities in the Italian port of Brindisi say fierce heat from slow-burning blazes is keeping investigators from searching the lower decks of the ferry that caught fire nearly a week ago. The commander of the port said temperatures were still very high inside the vehicle decks of the Norman Atlantic, hampering the search for bodies. Police in the United States say a girl who survived a plane crash which killed the rest of her family has been released from hospital. The 7-year-old girl had walked more than a kilometre from the wreckage to seek help at a nearby house. The owner of the property told the BBC the girl appeared at his door, disorientated and trembling, and told him her family had died in a plane crash. Israeli officials say the government will freeze the monthly transfer of revenue to the Palestinians, a day after they pressed ahead with an application to join the International Criminal Court. The unnamed officials say the cabinet has decided to block the transfer of $125 million. A Palestinian official described the move as an illegal collective punishment. Reports from Sri Lanka say government supporters have fired shots at a rally by the main opposition candidate in next week's presidential election, injuring one person. A private group, the Campaign for Free and Fair Elections, known as CAFE, said election-related violence was increasing. Charles Haviland reports.
The election watchdog group CAFE says almost all the reported violent incidents have been perpetrated by supporters of the incumbent president, Mahinda Rajapaksa, against those of his rival, Maithripala Sirisena. On Friday, a pro-government gang threw stones at an opposition campaign meeting, injuring more than 10 people. There have been other types of malpractice too. State-run television has produced at least two guests suspected to be bogus, professing to be close relatives of women allegedly seduced by Mr. Sirisena. He denies the allegations.
BBC News.